Hi, hello, how are you? You're listening to I've Always Said That with your host Brad, and this is RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 11, Ross Matthews vs. the Ducks, Recap, Review, Reanalyzation. Yes! So, oh my god, I can't believe we're at Episode 11 already. Acting challenge? Not sure how I feel about acting challenges. Actually, I do know exactly how I feel about acting challenges. No, man. But it is what it is. I love this cast of queens, and we'll see how we go. Alright. Let's get into it. The queens walk into the workroom after Arietti's elimination, and Jules goes over to read the lipstick message left by her. And it says, quote, "As one smelly bitch to another, Anya, please brush your teeth." Ooh. And at first I'm like, what is this in regards to? It is revealed that Anya has confided to the girls that she has a condition which gives her bad breath and she's very insecure about it. And I'm like, and then Arietti's just put this in her message. I'm like, fuck, that's low. It's like, she's confided off camera about something that's very personal to her, and Arietti's brought it up in a way that can't be avoided, and it is going to be on camera. So it's like, that's a bit fucked. Like, she really went out with a bang. She really was. Is she the villain of the season? I think she was the villain of the season. Like, damn. Anya's very, obviously very upset by it. She, like, sheds a tear and everything. She said she shared that in confidence with the group, but she's just turned around and slapped her in the face with it. I'm like, fuck. But to be honest, I think this gives Anya, like, a winning storyline, like, for the season, to be honest. So, like, I think she's been doing great, and then for someone to come in and try and drag her down like that, and she comes out stronger than ever, it's like, that's just another point in Anya's books, to be honest. So it's like, I'm taking this as, like, a positive in a way, a point for Anya, really. She's in the competition and Arietti's not, so. Also, the group gives a big congratulations to Lydia for winning her first challenge. Yes, Lydia. Yes, Lydia. Amazing. We'd love to see her. So, so happy for her. She really deserved it, so props to her. That leaves Lana as the only queen left in the challenge, in the competition, without a challenge win. So, pressure's on, Lana. New day in the workroom. Rue comes in and announces the maxi challenge this week is Ross Matthews versus the Ducks, which is a tribute to Truman Capote and his swans. I've never heard of Truman. I don't know what this is a reference to, really. Apparently, he is a flamboyant socialite who spilled all the tea about all the celebrities and whatnot. So it's kind of like a spin-off of that. The queens are going to be playing the Ducks / characters who are based off celebrities and reality stars of today. Everyone gets to choose their own role. So basically, once again, we're going to have some fighting. We love to see that. Basically, everyone is actually pretty happy with their role, and everyone easily picks their role without argument. With the exception of course, Susie Toot and Jules. They are fighting over the role of Chicago, which is based off Tiffany New York Pollard. Icon, legend, star, so of course you'd want to be Miss New York, or in this case, Chicago. They say, Jules, you got the role last time that you wanted when it was the Rusical, so should we be giving it to Susie this time? But then they're all like, no, do not give this only solo part to Susie. And Susie's like, I am fighting a losing battle here. Anyway, Susie backs down and Jules ends up with the role. And I'm like, oh, Jules, I hope you kick it out of the park now. How the scenes work out mostly are they're done in pairs for the most part. So Lana and Anya are together. I think they have great chemistry. However, Anya is a very dominant personality, so it'll be interesting to see how they work together. Lydia and Sam are together, and typically they haven't really gotten along. They don't really like each other's drag style, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and if that affects them anyway when they're in the scene. And then Susie and Lexi, of all people, are together, and Susie's like, how do you feel about being paired with me? And Lexi's usually despises her, but she's like, no, she's on my team, so it'll be good. I'm like, why don't you just have this mentality all the time? Like, anyway, so I'm happy to see she's in a positive mood. We love that. I hope she succeeds. And then that leaves Jules by herself as the closing character of the scene. On set with the director, Cheyenne Jackson. Love him. Such a beautiful man. Each pair comes in, like, to the restaurant sort of thing. It's based in a restaurant and interacts with Ross. First up, Lana and Anya. And Lana is doing a lot better than I thought she would. Like, yeah, she needs a couple notes here and there, but she takes them and she delivers. So I'm really happy with what she's putting out. I think, great. Then Anya comes in, though, and just steals the absolute fucking show. She comes in with so much energy. As Cheyenne says, it's an entrance for the ages that people are going to remember. Just absolutely blows it out of the water. I think she is just incredible. Her physical comedy as well, amazing. Just an absolute beast. The next pair is Sam and Lydia. Sam is doing a pretty good job. There's no note. She kind of does it, and it's good. Like, after coming in after Anya, it's, like, hard to, you know, match that. But she does a good job. Lydia then comes in, and I really, really like what she's doing. I mean, in comparison to her RDR live performance earlier in the season, it is already above and beyond what she was doing. It's great. It's funny. They do, however, focus on this one line that she's supposed to deliver. The prostate wants what it wants. And they're just not really happy with how she's delivering it. They keep giving her notes on it, and they're like, are you happy with that? And she's like, yeah, I feel good. And then it's like the editing tells you, it's like, no, well, they're not happy with that. So that's obviously going to be a problem later on. But the rest of it, I think she did a really good job. So, Susie and Lexi are next. And Susie is just a professional through and through. Amazing. Delivers her lines. Great. Funny. Love it. Lexi comes in and she's stuffing up, flubbing a bit here and there. She needs to do a couple takes, but she gets it. She doesn't let herself get in her head, which I'm really proud of her for. So I love to see that. How many times can I say I love to see that? Someone keep a counter for me, honestly. But they actually have really good chemistry, and when they each do a fight scene together, as all Drag Race acting challenges end in for some reason, and Susie's like actually grabbing her neck. I'm like, oh, this is an acting. Finally, Jules comes in and has her monologue, and she's actually getting confused with the original monologue from New York about Gemma is a fat C. So it's fat, see you next Tuesday. So she keeps putting in the words of the actual monologue rather than the edited version for Chicago. And it's messing her up a little bit. She was also lacking in energy. Like, New York came in and she's just absolutely such a dominating personality and delivered those lines like her life depended on it. And Jules does a good job, but because the original is just so iconic, you really needed to go there. And I don't know if she did. So I'm a bit worried for her and how it's going to show out in the final edit. It's elimination day in the workroom, and Sam and Lydia are actually becoming friends. They have this mutual respect for each other now that they've really worked so closely together, which I think is so wholesome. And everyone's feeling very confident. And it's like, if everyone's feeling very confident, it's like, someone's delusional. Who's the delusional one today? Let's take a guess. We'll see. We'll find out. Runway category is black and white ball. Fun. We love a classic category, so it'll be interesting to see what they turn out. First up is Lana Del Rey, very chic. It's giving like Chanel, Dior almost. It's just absolutely beautiful. And another unique silhouette for Lana. Lana, every silhouette can't be unique. What is it that you actually do then? Lana. But she looks great. She looks fabulous. I love it. Anya's next, and she comes out in this beautiful black gown with this swan headpiece sort of thing. I do think this headpiece sits a little too far down on her face, like covering up ever so slightly too much of her face. The dress isn't my favorite thing in the world, but she still looks great, you know? Sham Star comes out and it's this jester look. I don't really like the jester looks. It's nothing against this look in particular, but the jester idea. Maybe I have something against clowns. I don't know. But it's just like, it is done well. She looks beautiful. Her makeup is what is absolutely stunning, and the hair goes really well with it. So I can't really complain. Maybe it's the material. It's like that stretch material for the main part of the gown. But I don't know. It's just not my favorite. Then we have Lydia B. Collins, and she's in this beautiful, it's giving like Devil Wears Prada with the fur and the hair. And then it's like layers of fur around her. Her upper, her mid, and then the bottom. And it's just like these long, long gloves that are like far too long for her arms to kind of give that Alien from Mars sort of vibe. Really great. She's like waddling down the runway because she can barely move, but it works so well. Susie 2 comes out in something, again, new. This is actually new for Susie. Susie brings us something new every week. And I'm like, this is so surprising. It's like this Egyptian cat thing almost. And it's like very fringy and frilly, and I think it's really, really cool. Something I did not expect from her. So I like it. I think it's done really well. Then we have Lexi Love giving us another train. Lexi, you're killing me here. It's just so simple in comparison to the other ones. It's like some tulle corset dress that's like really, really short. It's like cool and like her hair and makeup's beautiful with this crown, but it's just like another cape, gown, train moment. Not gown, sorry, just the train. I'm like, oh, it's very fine, you know? Especially when there's only so few queens left, it's like you have to nitpick. Then finally rounding out the group is Jules Sparkles. And this is my favorite look of the night. This is so beautiful. It's like a sketched dress come to life. It's so amazing. The big white hair with the black cat ears. And it's, oh, it's just absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favorite looks from the season so far, to be honest. It's amazing. And I think will really help her considering she didn't have the strongest week this week. So, yeah. Favorite look of the week, obviously Jules. Least favorite, I will have to say my girl Lexi, just because it's something we've seen again and again. I'm like, oh, Lexi, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. Critiques. First week where there are no safe queens because there are only seven of them left. Tops of the week are Anya, Sam, Susie, and Lexi. And the bottoms are Lana, Lydia, and Jules. And I think I agree with that. Like, as well as everyone did, I think that's just about right where people landed. I will think Lexi, if there was a safe category, I would have put Lexi safe. But, you know, is what it is, I guess. Untucked, it was a pretty mild Untucked, to be honest. Everyone's pretty sure Lana and Lydia are in the bottom. Like, Jules got negative critiques as well. But because she got such high praise on her look, everyone's like, well, she's going to be safe. And, like, I agree with that. She got such high praise for that, so I'd be feeling pretty good about that. No one did bad. It's just hard at this point where it's like they have to nitpick because there's so few places to hide. Sam Smith, who is the guest judge for this week, comes in and they bring chicken wings and whiskey. It's so random, but I love it. They say after they shoot every music video, that's what they have. And I'm like, this is nice. And they just have like a good vibey chit-chat with all the queens and it's really sweet. And I love it. So back out on the main stage, the winner is Anya Nerve. She is the first queen to win three challenges of the season. Oh, she is well and truly the front runner, and I think it's so right. It's so right. I'm so happy for Anya. This means the bottom two, as everyone predicted, is Lana Jarrett and Lydia Butthole Collins. And sadly, I do agree. I think they were ever so slightly the weakest of the group, but I am actually devastated to see them there. Both their third times in the bottom, which is usually the death for a queen being the third time in the bottom, but someone's going to get through it. Someone's going to get through it, eh? Lip sync song is Unholy by Sam Smith, and Lydia is serving. She's giving this really quirky fun. She's really giving it, like, waddling around because she can barely walk. But then she pulls out these scissors and tries to cut out her legs. And because there's, like, fur, like, around the bottom of her dress, she can't cut through the fur, so she has to kind of cut through the bottom of the dress, not go all the way down, and then kind of step out of it. And she's just fiddling with it. It's awkward. She has to kind of get down to the ground. And it's just like, no, leave it. Leave it. And you can just tell by the editing, the look on the judge's face and everything. It's just like, she's just lost it there. She's lost it. Lana's giving a great performance as well. But it's like everyone's eyes were on Lydia. But, oh, it pains me to see. I think if she left the scissors in her little bra, she would have won and she would have been safe to slay another day. But alas, Lana is announced as the winner. And I do have to agree because those scissors really just did a number on Lydia's performance, unfortunately. So, Devo. Absolutely Devo. Lydia is sashaying away. And I'm like, oh, so sad. So, so sad to see. Lydia, I think, is going to be one of the more memorable queens of this season. I love her so much. As she's thanking the judges, she's like, this has been the biggest dream of mine since the show started when I was 5. And of course, that's like an attack of Rue's age. And like, that's so funny. That's so fucking funny. Props to her for that. And then her exit line is, well, shit. I love a short, to the point exit line. Does the job. Perfection. Really sad to see Lydia go, but that means we are one step closer. We have our top 6 of the season. Anya, Sam, Lexi, Jules, Lana, Susie. So very interesting to see what turns out, if we'll have a top 4 or if we'll have a top 3 like last season. Very curious. I am team Anya, and always Lexi will have a place in my heart, my girl. So we're getting close. We're getting very, very close. Remember to let me know your thoughts if you agree with the winner, who you think your top four, top three will be, and if you agree with who went home this episode. Remember to like, comment, share with your friends, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at I've Always Said That.pod. This has been your host, Brad, with I've Always Said That. So we'll see you next time. Love you, bye.